Now, it's World Cup season again, so everywhere you look, there's football. I'm sure you've been following it, Kat.
Yeah, I was wondering, was there some kind of sporting thing on? I hadn't really noticed.
Well, it's probably worth keeping an eye out for, but to be honest, you'll find it very hard to avoid. But there's actually some very interesting science going on behind the widening access to football in South Africa, as Mira Senthilingam found out.
This week saw a historic moment in football, the kick-off of the first World Cup ever to be held in an African nation. I spoke to Kelvin Kemp from Pretoria in South Africa to find out what things are like over there and how science and technology is being used to make sure the games are as safe and accessible to as many people as possible in South Africa.
Well, Mira, everybody's going World Cup mad here. On the large TV masts and the cell phone masts, there's huge soccer balls on the mast. Everybody's got soccer balls all over the place. On every placard you can imagine, there's soccer pictures. All the teams are arriving day by day, and every team is being met at the airport and waved down the street. So just everybody's riding around with flags out of the car windows, and so you can't look anywhere now that there isn't soccer fever all over the place.
And have there been any particular science or technological developments in relation to the World Cup, say to help people watch it or even for security reasons too?
Oh, there's been some interesting things. For example, one company has taken a number of solar-powered television sets into far remote areas that are not electrified, so all the local villagers can come along and sit and watch the World Cup on TV. Also, something else is interesting about the security, as you mentioned. There's huge security coverage. For example, if a model aeroplane takes off, a radio-controlled plane, and aims towards the stadium, the military and security command center can detect that model aeroplane and crash it if it goes on a path towards a soccer stadium. By radio jamming, they will jam the radio signal so the aircraft crashes. Mm-hmm. And even base jumpers, every base jumper has got to be registered and can't jump within a certain radius of the stadium unless they get permission, which they won't get during a game. But large and small aircraft as well, every single aircraft from a small private aeroplane to the Boeing 747s has got to ask permission to cross a 100-kilometre radius around the game every single time they cross, and we're talking about thousands of occasions. And each one has to be individually certified, and the planes have all had to register beforehand so they know exactly who owns the aircraft and what it's doing, so any strange aircraft will be stopped. Something else, too, which the world can look forward to is that the massive television coverage there's going to be. Each stadium has got something like 32 cameras per game, operated through a giant television coverage center that has been specifically put aside for the soccer only. So it'll run 24 hours a day, descending TV all over the world. It'll be the largest international television traffic that's ever been sent out of South Africa as the coverage of the soccer.
That was Kelvin Kemp in Pretoria, South Africa, talking to Mira Senthilingam.